Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the March 17th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I am your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton, joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Cheryl and President Mandelman. Our clerk today is Victor Young, and I would like to thank Jaime Echeverry from SFGov TV for broadcasting this meeting and making sure this information gets out to the public. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements for us?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also submit your comment in writing via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence your cell phones and other electronic devices. Documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted. Items acted upon today should appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda on March the 25th. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is ordinance amending the administrative code to create the Castro Upper Market Entertainment Zone located on 18th Street between Diamond and Sanchez Street, Castro Street between 19th and State Street, Market Street between Collingwood and Church Street between 14th and 15th Street, 14th Street between Belcher and Launder Street, and Noe Street between Bever and Market Street to clarify the boundaries of the existing area entertainment zone and affirming the Planning Department's determination of California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. This item is an ordinance to establish the Castro Upper Market Entertainment Zone. This is going to be the fourth entertainment zone in San Francisco after Front Street, Thrive City, and Coal Valley. We saw during the pandemic that folks were interested in coming outside, and so I think the city has been improving its outdoor game. Unfortunately, too often, that move to the outdoors is not as beneficial to neighborhood businesses as it could be, in part because the restaurants and bars in those neighborhoods without the establishment of an entertainment zone aren't actually able to sell the alcohol that may be getting consumed, or there may not be alcohol at all. And so we're hoping to stimulate businesses in the Castro. This has been a long-term effort over many months by business owners in the Castro who wanted to see our night markets and street fairs and other activities be even better than they are now and provide more benefit to the restaurants and bars in the neighborhood. I believe we have circulated to the clerk and my colleagues, I hope, an amendment.
We did receive it via email.
Fantastic. So after public comment, I'm going to be asking that we make this one small amendment, which basically brings in an additional half a block. There's basically one business on 16th Street that is not currently part of the map and should be part of the map. But I would appreciate a positive vote to forward this to the full board with positive recommendation after we hear from the public.
Thank you so much, Supervisor Mandelman. I don't see anyone else on the roster, so we will go to public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should let them speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Okay, hello. I'm just personally not a fan of these entertainment zones or state-sanctioned fun. While on the same streets, we have a bunch of people who are homeless and suffering and starving and cold, including a lot of kids as well. So I just wish I saw the same sense of urgency that's being given towards businesses and profits, also towards people and their health and their care.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Hello, my name is Chris Hastings. I run a business called The Lookout in the Castro. I've been working in the neighborhood for 25 years, and I've started and thrown a ton of outdoor events. This started the Scanna Skivvies run. I ran the Art Mart on Noe Street during the pandemic, a bunch of other street closures there. I've been working with the night market now. And it's never been harder to operate a business in the neighborhood than it is now. In the 18 years I've been running The Lookout, this is the hardest it's ever been. I think the Castro represents, kind of on a national and global scale, what a gayborhood or queer neighborhood could be like, and I don't think we live up to those ideals. And I think things like this could really help bring some vibrancy back to the neighborhood, both from an economic standpoint, but also from a cultural standpoint. I think that's something that's really significantly important to the city right now. So I'm here to support the bill. Thank you.
Good morning, supervisors. I'm Andrea Aiello. I'm the executive director for the Castro Community Benefit District, and I'm here today to express the support of the Castro CBD for this legislation, and also to thank my supervisor and president of the board, Rafael Mandelman, for working with the community to create this legislation. We're really excited to be the fourth entertainment zone, and we really believe it will not only benefit the existing street closure events we have in the Castro, but really also really bring some economic benefit to our bars and restaurants that are in the footprint of the closed of the street closure events. Right now, these events hire an outside vendor, and so the proceeds for alcohol sales go outside of the community. With the entertainment zone, alcohol sales will stay in the community because people will be allowed to go in to a bar or a restaurant, purchase alcohol, purchase a glass in a compostable cup or whatever the brand is, and come outside and kind of stay with the party and have fun with their friends. So we really support this and hope it really look forward to it benefiting to the neighborhood. Thank you.
I have a letter to submit.
You leave it on the box by the TV. I will get it. You can just leave it there. I'll get it.
Yes, thank you for having us here in this beautiful building. My name is Paul Miller. Born and raised in San Francisco and a business owner in the Castro District, here to speak in support of the legislation. As others have said, this is really going to help the local businesses in that area. And so far in coming out of the pandemic, it's been the neighborhoods, I think, that have really driven the revitalization of the city, and that's what sort of kept us afloat as we've struggled to reestablish ourselves downtown, and anything we can do to continue that process. I also want to thank Rafael Mandelman, my supervisor, for working with the community to make sure that as many businesses were included as possible, and I think there's a lot of support in the neighborhood. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Terry Aston Bennett. I am the president of the Castro Merchants and co-owner of Cliff's Variety Store located on Castro Street. I am here today to put my unwavering support behind this legislation. 5 years ago today, the economic vitality of the world came to a screeching halt, and we have all suffered trying to get back from it. The city has invested money in outdoor events. The Civic Joy Fund has invested money in night markets to create that vitality. We need this legislation to tie in our bars and restaurants and give them a chance. So please, thank you very much in supporting us.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. My name is Sean Vergara. I'm a business owner in the Castro DuBose Triangle District. I own the Detour and Blackbird. I stand before you today representing a community of hardworking small business owners who have poured their heart and soul into maintaining the vibrancy of this neighborhood. These small businesses are not just shops, they are the lifeblood and culture of this area. And we've been striving tirelessly to keep them afloat. Opening up this neighborhood as an entertainment zone would provide a glimmer of hope, something desperately needed right now. Our neighborhood needs more wins and more opportunities to sustain these small businesses. that have been the driving force behind our community. Many of us are on the brink, but remain hopeful that a decision like this can offer us the support, breathing room to continue thriving. We're seeing the positive economic impacts this has had on our neighborhoods, and it would be short-sighted not to implement the same changes here. Evolution is the key to remaining relevant and viable in these changing times. We can't afford to become a relic of our past. The last thing any of us want to do is look back and say, I wish we had taken action sooner. Opening this entertainment zone will bring into the neighborhood, and opening this entertainment zone will bring people into the neighborhood, exposing it to a broader audience. This kind of marketing will drive foot traffic, and that kind of exposure is invaluable to the continued growth of our community. Please vote yes and help us continue on this path of vibrancy, growth, and success. Thank you.
Hi there, my name is Tiffany Chung from Blackbird and co-owner of The Detour. I've been working in the neighborhood now for about 16 plus years, and I've seen the ups and downs of the community. I echo what everyone says, the small business community continues to struggle post-COVID, and any lifeline to help revitalize the neighborhood would be tremendous. We've seen the success of entertainment zones in other neighborhoods. An entertainment zone in the Castro would be a big win for our small business community. It's an opportunity to drive new folks in and showcase the vibrancy and uniqueness of our beautiful neighborhood. Please support this initiative by voting yes. Thank you.
Hello, esteemed supervisors, Supervisor Walton, Supervisor Cheryl, and our president, the one and only Supervisor Mandelman. I'm coming here to say thank you so much for considering supporting this entertainment zone. I'm a small business owner, first and foremost, and the rest doesn't matter. But I have lived in the Castro for 12 years, and I live at 19th and Castro. It recently was told to me that the director of SF MoMA said that they are at 65% of their pre-pandemic visitors, but 100% of their pre-pandemic visitors that are San Franciscans. So that means that 35%, the 35% that's missing are all tourists. And as a small business owner, when I hear that, I think that every neighborhood needs to do whatever it can to be more attractive, because all of our businesses are pulling from a much smaller pie right now. Entertainment zones are just one of the things that we can do as a city to attract more people to come to shop, to dine, and to enjoy themselves in our communities. My nonprofit, the Civic Joy Fund, just was able to raise another round of funding to double the amount of night markets happening in the Castro, so that now they'll happen every month. We're investing a lot of resources to try to revive the Castro and to ensure that the businesses that are left after the pandemic stay there for a long time. So I appreciate your vote of confidence in the Castro and your support, hopefully, of this new entertainment zone. Thank you.
Public who would like to provide public comment? That completes the speakers for public comment.
Thank you, seeing no other speakers. Public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I want to thank all the folks who came out. I also especially want to thank Andrea Aiello and Terry Aston Bennett for their leadership in the neighborhood, Andrea at the CBD and Terry at the Merchants. I want to thank Manny, if he's still around, for the Civic Joy Fund invest. There he is. Civic Joy Fund's investment in the night markets in the Castro and across and throughout San Francisco. And then on the city side, Ben Van Houten, Director of Nightlife Initiatives, is not able to be here today, but I want to call him out and thank him, as well as the Deputy City Attorney who worked on this, Victoria Wong, and the legislative aides in my office, Anha, and previously Adam Tongsavat, now with the Mayor, for their work on this, and of course also Brad Roosey, thank you for your help. We've circulated the amendment. It is super minor, but important for the business on 16th Street between Market and Pond, as identified on page 3 of the proposed amended legislation. The amendment is substantive, so I'd like to move the amendment, but then it's going to have to be continued for a week.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. On the motion to move the amendment.
On the motion to amend, Vice Chair Cheryl. Chair, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. This item is amended. And on the motion to move to the following Rules Committee meeting, as amended.
Did you want that to continue the matter to March 24th?
Correct. Yeah.
On the motion to continue as amended to March 24th. On that motion, Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion to continue passes without objection. Thank you so much, Supervisor Mandelman, and for everyone who came in to speak. Mr. Clerk, please call item number two.
Item number two is a hearing consider appointing one member for an indefinite term to the Transbay Joint Powers Authority. One seat, two applicants.
Thank you. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. We have an overabundance of riches in terms of applications for this committee. Charlie Lavery and John Doherty. Charlie Lavery from Operating Engineers, John Doherty from IBEW Local 6. Mr. Lavery is not able to be here and has requested that this item be continued. I think we should do that possibly allow some internal conversations as we, as labor thinks a little bit about their thoughts about this seat. At any rate, we will deal with it. I would encourage us to allow those conversations to play out and also to be considering this at a time when all the applicants can be here. So I would move to continue this. Call the chair.
That works for me.
Okay.
Thank you so much. On the motion to continue to, Mr. Clerk, let's call for public comment on.
Yes, and I don't know if you'd like to have the applicant say anything at this time or not.
No applicants at this time.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to call for public comment. Any members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers for this matter? There are no speakers at this time.
Thank you, seeing no speakers. Public comment is now closed. Mr. Clerk, on the motion to continue to the call of the chair.
On that motion to continue the matter to the call of the chair, Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion to continue passes without objection. Mr. Clerk, we are going to call items 3, 4, and 5 together.
Yes, item number 3 is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Caroline Ransom Scott to the successor agency, commonly known as the Commission on Community Investment and Infrastructure, term ending November 3rd, 2028. Item number 4 is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Earl Shaddix to the Successor Agency Commission, term ending November 3rd, 2028. Item number 5 is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Mark Miller to the Successor Agency Commission, term ending November 3rd, 2026.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk, and we will call up the applicants as they appear on our agenda, and just want to remind everyone that you have about up to 2 minutes to tell us about yourself, your qualifications, and why you would make a good commissioner. And we will start with Dr. Carolyn Ransom Scott.
Good morning, President Walton and members of the Rules Committee. I'm Reverend Carolyn Ransom Scott, native born and raised in San Francisco. I'm here for your approval of my reappointment as OCII Commissioner. I take my work very seriously with integrity. I'm proud to state we are gaining ground on the shipyard cleanup. I continue to join the Commission and community partners to keep watch for needed health, wellness, and safety improvements. OCII has achieved significant milestones while developments in Mission Bay, China Basin, Transbay, and Shipyard are going forth. We have created mostly affordable, some market rate housing, including parks and open spaces. With the help of the Board of Supervisors, OCII is now able to jumpstart Candlestick Point development, which provides numerous economic and housing opportunities for our city. These proposed projects will transform San Francisco bridge gaps in housing shortages, provide massive economic development, workforce development, training, enhance local union and skilled trades hiring, provide tremendous opportunities for our local and minority contractors, small business enterprise developers, especially those left out in D10. If approved, my focus for the next 10 years is more housing production and moving projects in the pipeline forward. I will continue to work on the COP program for those families that were unjustly displaced decades ago. Thank you again for your consideration to allow me to be a part of building better lives and communities with help for today and hope for a brighter tomorrow.
Thank you, Dr. Ransom Scott. Next, we have Earl Shaddix.
Good morning, supervisors, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. Thank you, Supervisor Walton, Supervisor Sherrill, and Supervisor Mandelman for taking the time to consider my nomination for a seat on the OCII Commission. Before I start my paragraph here, I do want to also echo that Dr. Scott, I've worked with her on a community organization before, and she's an amazing person, and anyone would be so lucky to have them on their commission. My name is Earl Shaddix, and I've lived in San Francisco for nearly 50 years. I've lived on 3rd Street in the Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood for 13 years in my BMR condo. And since moving to the Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood, I became involved almost immediately in community events so that I could continue helping in the community. My involvement in community is what led me to the formation of Economic Development on 3rd, of which I'm the executive director and have been for over 6 years. Our focus is on equitable outcomes for our small businesses on the 3rd Street corridor and to help boost economic development for 3rd Street. Up until last month, I served on the BIC for nearly 2 years. During my time there, I've learned so much on how the city government works and how legislation flows. I hope that with my experience as executive director of EDOT and my experience these past 2 years on the BIC, that I can contribute to OCII Commission. I'm fully aware that it's going to be a lot of work, and I'm committed to be a contributing partner on OCII's Commission. I thank you again for your consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Shaddix. And now we will bring up Mark Miller.
Good morning, Chairman Walton, President Mandelman, and Vice Chair Sherrill. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the commission and your consideration of that. I believe the projects within the purview of the commission are so important for the city of San Francisco. I think it's important for the neighborhoods, it's important for our economy, and of course it's important for housing. A brief background on me, I'm currently retired city manager and public works director and general manager of a special district, and I'm working with the YMCA at the Presidio for some community work there. I am passionate about community service and about the city of San Francisco. I have a master's degree in public policy from UC Berkeley and an undergraduate degree in engineering. And I'd love to bring my experience and skills to the commission and help with these important projects that the city has. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you so much, Mr. Miller. And I know we have Director Kozlowski here. I don't know if you wanted to say anything.
Thank you. For the record, Thor Kozlowski, Executive Director of OCII. I want to thank the Rules Committee. I want to thank Mayor Lurie for renominating Dr. Scott and nominating these two esteemed folks here in San Francisco who have been doing a ton of work in San Francisco and can contribute to the work of OCII. I won't belabor your hearing here. I just want to appreciate your time. And thank you for offering me the opportunity to speak and for them to talk about their qualifications and their interests. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Kozlowski. And I do just want to state that obviously the OCII Commission and the work that they're responsible for is very important to not only District 10, but other areas in the city, Mission Bay. And of course, to Dr. Ransom Scott's point, the shipyard has been a major priority, and working with the commission and Director Kozlowski, we've been able to do things like guarantee soil sample testing on parcel A, even though that was where folks previously lived, building affordable housing mostly, and of course, continuing to improve our parks and making sure that we protect the air quality in the area. So I do want to thank everyone for stepping up. This is a commission that, you know, we're going to work closely together with my office, and something that is very important to community. I am looking forward to all the affordable housing that we have on the way. Contrary to some beliefs, we build in the southeast sector of San Francisco, we build in District 10, and we will continue to do so, working together, and do that in a responsible manner. President Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I actually just want to echo your remarks and thank these individuals for their willingness to serve on one of the commissions that I sometimes get asked, you know, by folks who are interested in serving on city commissions, does this commission matter? This commission actually really does matter, and having three folks of such high caliber and demonstrated commitment to San Francisco is important and good, and we're grateful, so thanks for stepping up.
Thank you, President Mandelman. Seeing no other speakers on the roster, Mr. Clerk, let's call for public comment.
Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Hello, my name is Leah McGeever. I live in D6. I'm just a resident trying to learn how my government works and how it impacts the things that I do care about. This seems to be something, a commission that does actually impact things that I care about. So I'm just going to read some of the SF Bayview's article that came out on March 10th called Developing Bayview. As gentrification trickles down into Bayview from surrounding neighborhoods, anchored by half-hearted transit initiatives and rising housing costs, Black Bayview is becoming less and less Black. Bayview's lack of public transportation has been a long-standing battle for the community. Bayview resident Annie Tang said that the removal of the 15-3rd bus, which ran from City College and back to Bayview, affected a lot of people. Tang also attributed the development of Bayview to what's been happening in surrounding neighborhoods. It's not one thing that's causing Bayview to change. Mission Bay has gotten redeveloped. The whole dog patch is redeveloping and becoming too expensive, and it's all moving down towards Bayview. The article continues until, having observed a change in demographics, someone said, I see that gentrification as both a positive and a negative. I see a lot of the youth in this area had to move out to other areas like Oakland and Antioch because they couldn't afford to stay out here. But I also see the benefits in different diverse cultures getting together and living in the same community, providing different inputs and ideas. Signs of erasure and inequitable splits in prosperity and respect are already prevalent. The rising cost of housing, the closing of many Black businesses, and most recently the closing of the last Walgreens pharmacy in the neighborhood. Bayview is becoming more and more unrecognizable to locals who'd also like to reap the benefits of the developments happening in their community. Bayview local Darren Jay said, definitely a lot of different races have come into the neighborhood. It's actually a nice thing. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. Personally, I think as long as the colors can mix and mingle, then I'm okay with it. I just don't want one color pushed out and then another color comes in and just takes over. And I hope this commission keeps this in mind.
Are there any additional speakers for this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. And I would like to make a motion to remove rejecting and replace it with approving for items 3, 4, and 5 and move them forward to the board with positive recommendation.
Yes, on the motion. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries without objection. Congratulations. And Mr. Clerk, do we have any more items?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We are adjourned.